Welcome to this guided meditation. We will be practicing together for the next 45 minutes. The time spent in this meditation is an opportunity to explore the rich tapestry of human experience through the simple yet powerful reminder to be fully present in a non-judging and non-reactive way. Another way to say this is that this opportunity is one of making friends with ourselves. Meditation is a way to become familiar with who we are at the most fundamental level and befriending ourselves through the skill and art of a focused attention and a gentle heart. This skill is also a native capacity to embrace and hold in awareness the entirety of experience, body, breath, sensations, sense perceptions, thoughts, emotions. And all of this time in meditation is really about non-doing. So as we begin, noticing if there is any expectation in you for improving or fixing who you are, for getting somewhere, or for being someone. If possible, dropping any expectations for this meditation and allowing yourself to work with my guidance and with the silence that will be a part of this recording. So let's begin. Beginning by taking your seat, which could be in a chair, on a cushion, or you may prefer a standing or lying down position. Wherever you find yourself, that's your seat. And in your seat, finding your way into an alert wakefulness. The embodiment of dignity. And also coming into a position that allows for a degree of stability, allowing the body to become still, settled as best you can. And relaxing the need to do something and dropping into this moment of being. If it feels comfortable closing your eyes or softening the eyes and lowering your gaze, bringing awareness to your body, to the feeling of this posture, feeling its innate dignity, the majestic quality of the posture itself. And becoming aware that you are already breathing. Feeling the breath moving in and out. Just becoming gently aware of the natural cycle of breathing. So not manipulating the breath, but gently allowing the breath to breathe itself. Allowing you to be totally here with the feeling of the breath, wherever you feel it most in your body. gently riding the sensations of every in-breath and of every out-breath. Naturally, the attention will move away from the breathing. It will wander off into thoughts and plans, the memories, fantasies, worries, whatever. So in those moments, you find yourself distracted, that you're no longer here with the breathing. Recognizing the possibility of returning to the breath from the distraction, and intentionally returning to this moment of breathing in or breathing out. This coming back from distraction is allowing you to use the breath to anchor you back in the present moment, so that you can stay close to the waves of breathing, aware of the full duration of the in-breath and the full duration of the out-breath. Just coming back to the breathing, the feeling of the body breathing. And allowing yourself to feel the mind and body synchronized. As you are cultivating awareness of the breathing, you may naturally notice moments of awareness that include the body and its sensations. So now allowing the sensations to be included in awareness, allowing them to arise naturally with an attitude of hospitality to it all. And as you're feeling sensations, just allowing the sense of where in the body you're feeling a sensation, the quality of the sensation, feeling of weight, feeling of temperature, sensations on the skin, in the muscles, sensations of tension and holding, as well as ease, just welcoming it all. And when you're ready, expanding the field of awareness to include a sense of your whole body, from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, opening with a quality of friendliness and kindness to the feeling of the entire body as a whole in this moment of being human. So as you're practicing awareness of the whole body, you may notice sometimes sensations in the body can be overwhelming, or they may dominate the field of your awareness. And if this is happening, and when it happens, opening to what might be challenging in this meditation on the body, breathing with and holding in gentle awareness any unpleasantness. And perhaps even putting your attention right in that area of the body and breathing into, around, and with the pain or discomfort. And perhaps choosing to shift your posture and noticing any intention to shift, and the experience of shifting itself if you choose to do so. Settling into this moment of feeling the body breathing and seeing if you can let go of something, allowing your mind and body to rest in this experience, this tactile experience of the body. So having grounded the body with breath and awareness, now allowing the field of your awareness to expand and open to include the soundscape. So noticing any and all sounds that are coming from your body or in the room where you are or beyond the room. And just simply hearing what is to be heard moment to moment. Releasing, if you can, the tendency to name or judge or tell stories to yourself about the sounds. Just being receptive, simply receptive to allowing sounds to enter and leave in their own time. So rather than coming back to the breath, returning to the soundscape, to whatever sounds might be present, or the silence between the sounds. And noticing how sounds can bring you into the present moment. Sounds can wake us up from our dream world, from our wanderings. Just continuing for a few moments in silence. Noticing sounds. Remember, in the soundscape, there are no good sounds or bad sounds. And the stories about the sounds are added on to the sounds themselves. So coming back to that pure sense of listening, of hearing, of noticing sounds. And when you feel ready, expanding awareness to the mindscape, the activity of mind, the arising and the passing of thoughts, allowing the sense of breath and body to be in the background and allowing the mindscape to be the object of awareness, center stage in the field of awareness. And as awareness is turning to the mind, noticing whether there are many or few thoughts, whether they're moving quickly or slowly. And continuing to notice and feel the texture of the mindscape moment to moment. And as we bring awareness to the mind, it's easy to get caught up in the storyline of the thoughts, following along or leading them in a direction. The practice is just watching thoughts as thoughts, noticing how they arise and last for a short time and leave the field of awareness. And the classic image for this is thoughts are like clouds, moving through the empty sky of mind. Being fully present in this witnessing and observing of thoughts without identifying with them. Resting, if you can, in the awareness that accommodates all thoughts. And whenever the observing of thoughts wanders into distraction, without judgment or evaluation, gently but firmly returning to awareness and perhaps anchoring your attention again with the breath. And when you feel ready, expanding again to using the mindscape as the object of your awareness. The noticing and observing of thoughts coming and going. And taking a moment to see if you're struggling or if there's some feeling of tightness, feelings of emotion, feelings of fear. Whatever you happen to be feeling in this moment, now including this in the meditation, in your awareness. Again, without getting caught up in the storyline of whatever you're feeling or any emotions that might be at play, just being aware of the feelings as they arise, just as they are. So welcoming the layer of emotion or feelings into the experience of this meditation. Feelings of boredom, of sadness, joy, feelings of irritation or anger. Knowing that every moment has a feeling tone to it. And as the emotional tone is being observed, also noticing sensations in the body as these emotions or feelings are arising, and the sensations as these feelings or emotions might dwell or pass, and getting close to the feeling, the emotion, and the sensations in the body. And doing your best to let go of any thinking, any storylines, so that we can have that raw experience of any emotions or feelings. If you've become distracted, noticing that and seeing if you can open again to this dance of life, the play of sensation and emotion and feeling happening every moment. Allowing this dance to be wakeful, bringing you into this experience of being human. So we've been wandering through this rich tapestry of human experience through body and the sense of posture, still happening, awareness of your posture, and the sensations of your body, the sense of mindfulness of body. And then we expanded a little bit to the environment, into the soundscape. And noticing again in this moment, sounds. So we simply are moving the object of our focus, the object of awareness, from body to breath, to sensations, to sounds. We've also been including the mind in the sense of thoughts. Thoughts as events in this field of the mind, field of awareness. This ever-expanding field of consciousness. And just allowing thoughts to be in this open sky of mind as we observe and witness the thoughts. So just noticing again the mindscape for a moment. And the mind and body are always synchronized in a way, often in the background. So including in this meditation the feeling of emotions or emotional tone in the body, not getting caught in liking and disliking, but just noticing the rawness of being alive and being a feeling human being. Having traveled through these different objects of awareness, now when you're ready, just opening to whatever is arising in this field of awareness. And being fully present to the experience of the moment and to whatever is here in terms of sensations or thoughts or emotions. And if you can, just letting all of that come and go as it is. Witnessing whatever is happening without bias, without judgment, without looking for anything, or without holding on to anything, or pushing anything away. So in this open awareness, seeing if you can just allow, recognizing that any and all that arises in the body and mind is a moment of wakefulness. You might discover that this is challenging at times to rest in open awareness. Whenever that happens, just observing if that struggle for a moment, the challenge, feeling it, touching it, and seeing if you can relax any struggle. You may want to use the breath to anchor you back in the moment. And then whenever you're ready, moving back into this open awareness, the witnessing and observing, the willingness to be with your lived experience as it actually is and not as you would like it to be, just simply as it is. As this guided meditation comes to a close, taking a moment to silently acknowledge your intention to be present. Also acknowledging your intention to befriend your experience and your intention and longing to be fully human. And recognizing that it takes courage and discipline to do this practice. And that the practice itself never truly ends. You may want to set an intention to carry forward this awareness of body and mind and being into daily living, into today. And when we do this, we're learning how to live our moments, living the only moments we actually have to live, which are present moments. And these present moments are beautifully held in this domain of being. And so before you end your meditation, please touch into some sense of intention or motivation for living mindfully, for inhabiting your body, for opening to your sense perceptions, and for acknowledging any emotions that come and go in daily life, moment to moment and hour after hour. We're being invited to wake up, to feel our life as it is, and to rest in the simple knowing that it is all arising from some quality of original worthiness and goodness, that quality that we sometimes call dignity.